We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Lishem Nechem Yaakov ben Pitechos Eliyahu. We are in Gittin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Mi shahaya mushlach labor. Some have a girsa babor. Someone is thrown into a pit. Va'amar is screaming from the boar, from the pit. Kol hashamea es kolo yichtov get leishto. Anyone who can hear my voice should write a get for my wife. Now, we didn't say write it and give it. So but the Mishnah says, as we have in previous Mishnah, Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They can write, anyone who hears his voice can write the get and give it to her. Gemara explains that even though they may not even recognize this person, they just hear a voice. But he tells them, he yells out, my name is this, my wife's name is this. This is the name of our city, my city, her city. So this is a shas ha-sakana in such a case. We don't want her, the wife, to remain in aguna, let's say, or let's say not she, so she wouldn't be subject to yibum or chalitza. So we don't have to die in the boar. So this way she'll be divorced before that. We write the get and give it to her, even though they don't recognize her. And the Rambam writes to the Chos Gerish and Perek Beis, Afal pisha elu v'lo ikiru, even if they bring the guy up from the boar and they don't recognize him. Hare haget kosher shezeh kishas hasakana. We treat this situation like the shas hasakana shekosvin v'nosnim. We write a get and give the get. Afal pisha elu makiru, even if they don't recognize the husband. Then the Mishnah says, Habari she'amar kisvu get leishti. But if a bari says, write a get for my wife, and doesn't say tenu, so that we can ignore. Ratza l'sachek ba. We assume that he's just joking around, and we don't give the get. He has to say, give the get as well. Maise b'bari echa. Now the Mishnah is about to tell us a story where there was a person who was well, who was healthy, and somehow we gave the get anyway. So even though he said, kisvu. So the Gemara says that there's a chusur mechasri. There's something missing from the Mishnah. We have to amend the Mishnah and add and qualify that which we said, that if a bari says, write a get to his wife, and doesn't say tenu give, you don't give it. You don't write it, you don't give it. So that is, and the chisum echzer goes like this: vim hochiach sofo al tchilaso, which means the qualification is even in a case of bari, if in the end it proves what he had in mind at the beginning, as we'll see in an example, hare zeget. Then it is again, which means if in the end we see, even though he's healthy, what he was thinking, what he had in mind, and why he said kisvu get, and he really did mean write again and give it, even if it's a bari, it will be considered again. And then there's a maisu b'bari echad, and that's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, she'amar, what did the bari said? But say, kisvu get leishti, he didn't say tenu, but va'ala rosh hagag, then he went up to a roof, after they wrote the get, and gave it to his wife, v'nafal v'meis, and he fell off the roof, and he was killed. So here it sounds like that this is a sakana situation. He was thinking something, as healthy as he looked. Maybe he had something else in mind. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amru Chachamim, im me'atzmo nafal, hare zeget. Im haruach dechaatu eino get. All depends on what really happened. If he atzmo nafali jumped off himself, then it is a get, because this is the case of sofo mochiach at chilaso. At the time when he said kisvu get leishti, he was obviously very frightened because he'd planned on taking his own life, and he didn't say the word tenu, but obviously he didn't want his wife to be subject to yibum, and wanted her to be divorced before he died. So obviously he had in mind that they should give the get even though he didn't say it. So there they can write the get and give it to her. He forgot to finish the sentence though because he was so frightened. And this is no different than the guy being taken out in chains or maybe going overseas or going on a caravan that we had in the previous Mishnah. But im haruach decha'atu, which means he fell off because of ones. It was very windy up there and he fell off. Then eino get, because when he said kisu get leishti, he was a bari and didn't say tenu, and therefore we didn't have kavan obvious that they should give a get, and therefore in this situation, now he died though, she is an almana and not a gerusha. Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Now we learned in the previous Mishnah, if a husband said to two people, kisvu get leishti, under regular circumstances, not b'shasa sakana, not being taken out in chains, etc. So then the halacha is that they don't give it unless he says kisvu utenu. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that if a person says to two people, tenu get leishti, so he didn't say right, he just said give, then it's as if he says kisvu utenu. And we assume he means means to write and to give. And they should write the get themselves. These two people sign upon it. And one of them, you don't need two people to write a get. One of those two will write it. Both will sign. And one of them will give her the get. And they're not allowed, because he said this to two people, give a get to my wife. They have to have some, one of them writes it and they both sign and one of them gives it. They can't make this request to other people, for other people to write and to sign, because these are something that's said to a shaliach. A shaliach cannot now entrust those words to another shaliach. That's Amira. When it comes, a mission can be done. Certain things, you can give an object to Shaliach, certain things. But words themselves cannot be given to another Shaliach. So here, these people have to do it themselves. Let's say a husband said to three people, Kisvu get utenu le'ishti. So they have to be the ones to write and sign and give, which means one writes it, two sign, and one gives. Let's say he said to three people, Tenu get le'ishti, and didn't write, Kisvu utenu. So he just said Tenu. If he said, Kisvu get utenu le'ishti, he said to three people. So what he had in mind was, Kisvu get, one person writes, two of you will sign, and one will give. But if he said to three people, just Tenu get le'ishti, just give, and didn't say Kisvu Tenu, that's a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Meir, since they are three people and he said Tenu, it's as if he made them into a Beis Din. And since he didn't say Kisvu to them, he just said Tenu, by saying Tenu to three people, it's essentially making them into a Beis Din, and they can appoint other people to write. If he said, I want you three, I want you to write, so one of those three has to do the writing. But he didn't say write to three people. He just said give. So then he's not mocking that they have to write. He's making them a Beis Din, and they can have someone else write. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. According to Rabbi Yossi, even these three don't have the ability to be moser the words of the Baal to other people. They have to do the writing and the signing themselves. So says the Mishnah. Amara l'shnayim. The Baal says to two people, Tenu get le'ishti, even though he didn't say kisvu tenu. Oh, or he said, Lishlosha to three people, Kisvu get utenu le'ishti, Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. So this is very clear, as we said in the introduction, they have to write the get, they sign it, they can't tell a sofer to do it, and they'll have other edim sign, because the husband made them the shaliach, his shlichim, and his edim. And in such a case like that, a shaliach cannot appoint another shaliach. Amar l'shlosha, though, tenu get le'ishti. You said to three people, you didn't say kisvu. All you said was tenu. So hare elu yomru la'cherim v'yichtavu, says, we'll see, it's Rabbi Meir. Then these people who are now a Beis Din can have other people write the get and sign on it. Other people can sign as well. Mipnei sha'asa'an Beis Din, because he didn't make them shlichim. He didn't say kisvu e'utenu. He just said tenu. You're a Beis Din, and you can appoint him. They're not shlichim and edim. You're a Beis Din, and I want you to deal with the get, to address the issue of a get, and authorize everything. But you can appoint others. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Vizo, says the Mishnah. Vizo halacha hela Rabbi Chanina ish ono mi beis ha'asurin. And this particular halacha was brought up by Rabbi Chanina Ish Ono from the Beis HaAsurim in the name of Rabbi Akiva, who was in jail, as we know. And Mekubal, and what is that? Mekubal ani ba'omer l'shlosha tenu get le'ishti sheyomru la'achirim v'yichtavu m'nei sha'asan Beis Din, exactly like Rabbi Meir. This was in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Akiva from jail. That if you said to three people, you just said tenu without kisvu, then they're a Beis Din, then they can appoint others to write and to sign, etc., because they have been appointed as a Beis Din. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Numenu la shaliach. We had said to this shaliach, meaning Rabbi Chanina, who's the one who was the agent to bring this halacha from Rabbi Akiva. You know what we said to him? Af anu mikubalin. We have a tradition. Shafilu amar lebeizin agodol shemishalayim. Even a person said to the Beis Din HaGadol Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, Tenu get le'ishti, give a get to my wife, even though there's the greatest Beis Din, they cannot appoint anybody else. She'yilmadu v'yichtavu v'yitnu. They'll learn, meaning even if they are, this is a new Beis Din, they don't have much experience with Sidur HaGet, with writing a get. Nonetheless, you know what they have to do? They still can't appoint anybody else. Let them learn how to do it, and they have to write it and sign it and give it themselves, because, says Rabbi Yossi, you're not making them a Beis Din. Just saying Tenu is as if you're saying, Kisvu, I want you to do the whole thing. Amar La'asara, says the Mishnah, a husband says to 10 people, Kisvu, get l'ishti, write a get for my wife, even though he was speaking to 10 people, Echad Kosev, Ushnaim Chosman. One can write, two obviously will sign, but you don't need all 10. But if he said, Kulchem Kisvu, I want you all to write it, he obviously doesn't need everyone to write it, but he wants everyone to sign it. Echad Kosev, V'chulam Chosman. They all 10 of them have to sign. And not only that, Lefikach, in Meis Echad Mayim, if one of those people died before he signed on the get, you have 9 signatures. Doesn't matter. Harezeh get batel. If the get is void because the husband wanted all 10 to sign.